The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6, and today is February the 7th, 2017. It's a Tuesday. Excuse me. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show and you being a part of this network. I would definitely say everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to the website, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there you'll see in the far right-hand margin your opportunity to give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to grow as we talk about all the time. Very, very important and very crucial for this network to further its overall growth and its ability to reach more people and to continue to bring you the information that you have come to see as being very valuable and very relevant in your individual lives. So what we would say is that you become a person that not only eats the fruit, but one that feeds the roots by giving some of your financial energy to the network so this network can continue to do what it has been doing. And you can do that right there at the website for www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And on the far right-hand margin, you'll see the green and white prompt for donations. That will be greatly appreciated. We thank you for everything that you have given and all that you will give in the future. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established another social media outlet, well, a social media outlet for you all, and that is BTR Community. You can find it on the website of Black Talk Radio Network, or you can also go to www.btrcommunity.com. And it is a social media outlet that was put together for you so that you can not be, so that you won't be adversely affected or as adversely affected as the mainstream media social media groups that have actually been put together for data mining and collecting of information of you, your family, your community, and everything else. And many of us, you know, like to engage in those things and not think and think that everything is okay, because that's the trick to it all. The trick is that you think that you're on a gossip channel. In actuality, you're not. You're on a data mining outlet. So go to BTR Community. It's only $24 a year to be a part of the social media network that has been put together by Black Talk Radio Network, and there you can post things that you think are relevant, post your ideas, post comments, post things that you think should be given attention to without being adversely affected by someone. A lot of people don't realize that they've been adversely affected by their overall engagement and their activities on the so-called mainstream one, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, which is Facebook, and so forth and so on. So get on a social media network that you resonate with, that you don't have to worry about your identity being sold to any bidder at all. And that is for $24 a year at BTR Community, and you can do all of your social media activities. Also, everyone, if anyone that would like to acquire some precious metals, some real money. I always say the wage of a king and a queen is gold, the wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver, and the wage of a slave is debt. And every person that you know is paid in cash, which cash is nothing more than currency or a note of enslavement, because that's what it is a piece of paper that has no intrinsical value at all for monetary use. It is all based in confidence. So that is a slave's wage. So make sure that even though you may be paid like a slave, you don't save like a slave. You can do that by acquiring some real assets by going to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint. Check out what they have there in inventory. Then email wolf6pack1@gmail.com to make sure that you are purchasing correctly, and just to give you a rundown on what it is that you're doing, and just to introduce and just to familiarize, so someone can familiarize you with the overall buying practice. So you can do that at Prosperity Mint. Also, if you would like to acquire some Girl Scout cookies, buy some Girl Scout cookies, you can also text me at 951-790-8330. Sorry about that, everyone. Sometimes I, you know, forget. 951-790-8330 if you would like some Girl Scout cookies. Also, coming up in March, March the 25th, this is going to be Family Business and Private Wealth Seminar that will be hosted by the Volt Media Group. Will be going on at 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. in Dallas, Texas. And if you are interested in that, definitely you can reach out to me. I will be there. I will be one of the speakers that will be there. And it's going to be a great, great wealth seminar that is going to be going on. It's going to be at the DoubleTree in Dallas. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to post this inside a BTR community. But if you would like to go and you would like to be a part of that, you can definitely text me at 951-790-8330. And then also the people that are going to be putting that on, I'm going to have them come on to the show and actually talk to you about what it is that they're doing and why they're doing it. So definitely, this is save the date. It's Saturday, March the 25th from 1 o'clock p.m. to 7 p.m. in Dallas, Texas. And the price is $100 per couple and $125 per individual for that wealth seminar. And it's the Family Business Private Wealth Seminar that's is hosted by the Volt Media Group. So I'll put this up in Tando on Tando's page inside of BTR, and we will get it to those of you that have not joined yet, have not had the opportunity to join BTR community. We'll also make it available for you too as well. Okay, so with that being said, let's jump into, but before we do that, we're going to jump into the news. But before we jump into the news, really quickly, let me just set myself here. We're going to talk about today's show, and today's show is the occupying state of fascism. So what we're going to do today is in fascism, the definition of fascism. I'm going to read a couple of definitions of it. Definition of fascism. A governmental system led by a dictator having complete power, forcible suppression of opposition and critics, and regimenting all industries, commerce, etc., and emphasizes an aggressive nationalism and often racism. Also, another definition that goes on with fascism is here we go. Fascism, an authoritarian and nationalistic right-wing system of governments and social organization synonymous with totalitarianism, dictatorship, autocrats. In general term, it's an extreme right wing, and it could also be an extreme left wing, authoritative or intolerant view or practices. So today's main topic during the second half hour of the show will be focused on the state of fascism based on the interpretation and analysis of current events happening on the geopolitical stage, which is simultaneously affecting the global marketplace, and it coincides with the global dollar dump and the selling off of U.S. treasuries by foreign holders of those holding bonds. Given some of the recent foreign policies announced by the administration of the celebrity figurehead Donald Trump, the current CEO of U.S. Inc., will the United States become an all-out fascist police state more than it is now? And how do you prepare for such a political and social environment? That is going to be the second hour of the show. So during the first hour of the show, we're going to take a look at what's in the news. We're going to take a look at some of the current events and headlines and articles from around the world. And if you would like to participate during the show in this dialogue, I always like to say in the show, a dialogue is more important than a monologue. Don't hesitate. You can give us a call at 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025, and then hit **, or you can call 714-802-5056 once again, or you can call 704-802-5056 to enter your question or comment for today's show. So looking forward to today's show with you all. So let's jump into what's in the news, and then we'll get everything started. First article from what's in the news. This one comes from Russia Today International. U.S. tanks, infantry fighting vehicles arrive in Estonia amidst NATO buildup on the Russian border. U.S. military hardware, including M1A2 Abrams battle tanks and Bradley infantry fighting vehicles have arrived in the northern Estonia town of Pepa as part of a continued U.S. effort to counter the alleged Russian threat. More than 50 units of the U.S. military equipment, including 4 battle tanks and 15 infantry fighting vehicles, were delivered in the borders of Estonia, Defense Force said in a statement. So check out that article, ladies and gentlemen. The overall staging of military equipment and military personnel and military hardware throughout the world for what I call will be World War III, that will lead to GNW1, which is Global Nuclear War One. And the Global Nuclear War One that they're going to be engaged in, even though this won't be the first time that there has been nuclear global exchange as far as weaponry on the planet beyond World War II with the bombings of the cities in Japan. But even beyond that, there's evidence of nuclear weapon exchange within on the planet itself, because nuclear weapons have a signature, showing that the proof and evidence that they've been used. There are things from sand turning to glass and the only overall radioactive isotopes that are still resonating and still there, because the half-life for some of these weapons and the radioactive material, if not properly cleaned up, can go into the half-life for it, could go into a million years or so, depending on what the overall radioactive isotope is. So they have a signature appearance to as evidence that they've been here, and those marks and scars have already been here on the planet. So check that article out. Very, very important. And I do believe during Global Nuclear War One, that is going to happen, that they won't use that they will actually use tactical nuclear weapons to mitigate and to minimize the overall infrastructure damage that will be had, that will come about from that overall GWN One, Global Nuclear War One. It's a phrase in the term that we coined here on Tando Radio Show, just for you to identify with what's going on. Okay, so check out that article. Very, very important. Next one comes from EpicsTime.com. Trump says he wants to restore peace along the Russian-Ukraine border. Celebrity figurehead Donald Trump told the Ukraine counterpart Saturday that the U.S. will work to restore peace in the country's eastern portions, where the fighting between the Ukrainian forces and the Russian-backed forces and rebels have escalated in recent weeks. So So check out that overall article. In my opinion, things are starting to really unfold. Next article comes from Reuters. The Khomeini tells Trump, no enemy can paralyze Iran. The Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khomeini dismissed the U.S. President Donald Trump warnings to Tehran to stop his missile test and called Iran to respond to Trump's threats on Friday's anniversary of the 1979 revolution. Also, just so you all know, today Iran was scheduled to test up some further missile testing, and they decided to, from what's being said, I don't know how true it is. I haven't had the time to vet it or to cross-reference it. Iran is there's been some reports that Iran decided to pull the missile test program for today. For whatever reason, I'm not quite sure. So just so you all know that that's happened. You know, one other thing I want to, I heard some things that were being pushed on the mainstream, dying stream media outlets. And they were talking about some of the things that the celebrity figurehead CEO President of the United States had said, and he was talking about the travel ban that restraining order that was placed by a Seattle, Washington judge, and I can't remember what district that court is out of. But one of the things that I heard that the celebrity figurehead Donald Trump said, well, if something happens, meaning a terrorist act happens within the United States, then just go ahead and blame that judge. Do you see the setup, ladies and gentlemen? One of the things that happens is that the system has a sick policy that they follow, or a mandate that they follow, where they tell you everything before they do it. So if something happens, just blame that judge. That's what the celebrity figurehead President of the United States, Donald Trump, said today. And for those of you that have been listening to Tando Radio Show for a while, you already know that I'm a political atheist. All of these individuals are equally worthless, from Obama, celebrity figurehead with Obama, to every single one. These people are actually actors that go in front of a camera to get you to believe exactly what the system is pushing. That's what their job is. That's what they do. That's why some actors become politicians, but all politicians are actors. And it's very, very important that you be able to distinguish between that when you look at these individuals. They are all equally worthless. Whenever the Democratic Party wins and the Republican Party loses, or whenever the Republican Party wins and the Democratic Party loses, one thing is guaranteed: you, as the everyday person on this planet, it loses. Because ways and means that you are providing, your means of life is providing for their way of life. There is no separation between the fraternal order that they are in to subjugate and enslave you. This is something that you need to know. So made that comment today. So if something happens, blame it on that judge. Ladies and gentlemen, what does that tell you when you read between the lines? If people don't get their way, they're going to make things happen the way that they want to shape out in order for the overall occupying state of fascism to continue its overall prevalence and become more apparent. The occupying state of fascism is definitely here, and it's been here for a very, very long time. It is just going to expand. It is not just because of the celebrity figurehead that they selected for you to put in front of you as a, like I said, a celebrity figurehead, but it's been there for a while. But one of the things that the system needs to reestablish its stronghold, it is going to use all of the tools within its toolbox of destruction. And ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly what they're being talking about, what's being talked about now and moving towards. So check that out. Next article comes from Bloomberg.com. China's reserves edge below $3 trillion as the yuan pressure continues. Drop below key levels to increase the stress on currency. Economic policy makers have been tightening channels of outflows. China's foreign currency reserves edged just below $3 trillion in January, falling to the lowest since early 2011, after the yuan capped its steepest annual decline in two decades. Ladies and gentlemen, this is very, very important. And it's so important that I'm going to just pull this article up from Bloomberg for a reason, because it's very, very important. You should all be pulling this article up so that you can see where we are. This is one of the things when it says that China's reserves edge below $3 trillion as the yuan pressure increases. Whose currency do you think that's being dropped? Let me show you. But there's also some capital controls that's going on in China as well. Here's the article. Here we go. Let me read this to you. Very important. China's foreign currency reserves. So who do you think currency that they were dropping? It's the U.S. This is a politically correct way, and this is a subtle way for those that are in the know to give clues to others that are in the know to prepare for what's coming, but don't tell the sheeple. China's foreign currency reserves edged just below $3 trillion in January. Remember, we had on the global dumping of the dollar, we looked at where China was, and it was above $3 trillion, but now they moved below $3 trillion as of January. So the overall pace and the frequency of the depths of the dollar dumping is exacerbating, ladies and gentlemen. That means you are going to be the buyer of last resort. The article goes on. China's foreign currency reserves edged just below $3 trillion in January, falling to the lowest since early 2011, after the yuan capped its steepest annual decline in two decades. And just so you know, in 2014, ladies and gentlemen, it was roughly above or right at $4 trillion that that China held in foreign currencies. Now it's well below. It's below $3 trillion. It is in the $2 trillion mark. So the article continues to say, reserves fell $12.3 billion to $2.998 trillion, the People Banks of China said on Tuesday, and that's the POBC, that compared with the $3.004 trillion estimated in Bloomberg survey of economists. The central bank's intervention in foreign exchange market drove the drop, as did the seasonal factors, as the high demand for other currencies during the week-long Lunar New Year holiday, the State Administration of Foreign Exchange said in a statement. Well, it's got more to do with the Chinese New Year, ladies and gentlemen. This is going on, and it's been going on for a while, because we're moving to the overall purging of the Western economic state, and you'll see how this plays out. This is one of the ways that you engage in the theatrical war, which is put on by the fascist governmental entities to make you think that there is a war between one country and another country, which there is none. The theatrical war is they do it in multiple ways. They do it by currency wars, they do it by trade wars, and they do it by shooting war. This is actually falling under the currency war and the trade war, to move into strengthen the overall call for the physical shooting war. China is outmaneuvering the United States and the Western banking system and those that are engaging in the prolonged facade of Westernized colonization of the global paradigm. So this is definitely picking up speed, and you need to know and prepare for it accordingly. The article goes on to say, further erosion of the world's largest stockpile may prompt policymakers again to tighten measures for controlling outflows on the companies transferring money to other countries. Authorities recently rolled out stricter requirements for citizens converting yuan into foreign currency. So what are they doing? This is a form of capital controls. They are making it more difficult for companies and citizens to from being able to convert from the Chinese yuan into foreign currency, mainly the U.S. dollar, ladies and gentlemen. This is, they're saying foreign currencies because one of the things about the Chinese is that they are very methodical, and they act in a very calculated way. If here in the United States, you are seeing the total, you know, it's just even politically rude what you're seeing here now. And it's going to be far, far worse because that's what the system needs in order to get you to surrender and so that they can enslave and subjugate you even further. So it goes on to say, from citizens converting yuan into foreign currencies as the annual $50,000 foreign exchange quota for individuals set January 1st, with reserves dipping below the psychological important threshold of $3 trillion, with further ramped up pressure on the Chinese policymakers to prevent further draining of reserves. Asia-Pacific chief economist at IHS Global Insights in Singapore, the Chinese government and the BPOC, which is the People's Bank of China, are now facing a tremendous battle to stem further significant capital outflows while also trying to maintain confidence in the yuan. And ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, this is a ploy. This is definitely a strategical move that is being done. A combination of yuan strength, strict capital controls, and subsidized valuation effects fail to arrest the slide. Chief Asian economist at Bloomberg's Intelligence in Beijing wrote a report, the seventh straight month of falling reserves dropped below the $3 trillion threshold, means no reprieve for the Chinese policymakers in their battle against the capital outflows. The People's Bank of China isn't defending the $3 trillion threshold at all costs. At some thought, the chief greater Chinese economist at Royal Bank of Scotland Group PLC in Singapore, reserves have slowed, has showed signs of stabilization, and the momentum will continue. The breach of the $3 trillion isn't significant in the big picture, says Duan, the head of the emerging market currency strategist in Singapore, at Societe Generale SA. It was only slightly lower than consensus and inevitable given the trend over the past couple of years. The details. The holdings of the International Monetary Fund reserve currency known as the SDR are the special drawing rights decreased from 2.2 trillion to to 2.21 trillion from 2.24 trillion in December. So there was a decrease in, China has decreased its overall holdings of SDRs. SDRs is not something that you can physically hold. It's a currency among the it's a trade currency among the sovereign nations. It's not something that you can hold. The offshore UN recovery in January is raising 1% amidst a broad dollar decline. January decline added to the $320 billion decrease in holdings last year. That was what January decline added to the $320 billion decrease in holdings last year. That's what China had dumped in U.S. Treasuries last year. So this is adding to that, and we talked about that on our U.S. dollar dumping that was going on. This decline is going to continue to go on. And watch and mark my words. The Secretary of Treasury, Stephen, I call him Mnuchin. I guess his name is Mnuchin. Mess it up sometimes. Stephen Mnuchin, or whatever his name is, you know, we know what his name is. He's going to declare China as a currency manipulator and destabilize the overall relationship between China and the U.S. much, much further. This is something that was actually broadcast to you all in the general population way before celebrity figurehead Donald Trump even had decided to run, he was talking about this, and this is what's going to do, and this is going to cause some very steep economic displacement for you. Ladies and gentlemen, the rest of the world is dumping U.S. treasuries as well as other foreign treasuries, but the one that they're dumping the most is the U.S. foreign treasuries from bonds from U.S. treasuries bonds, which you can't afford for that to happen, ladies and gentlemen, because your quality of life and your standard of living is dependent upon that. And they are dumping that as fast as they possibly can unwind it. And this is only going to get even further. Wait until the South Sea of China reignites by way of the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of State, and the Secretary of Treasury, and the celebrity figurehead President of the United States. As they continue to push this and the free trade, NAFTA and everything else, this is going to be the overall, this is going to be the steps and the bridge to war, ladies and gentlemen. So check out that article. Very, very important how they're dumping U.S. Treasury. But we'll talk about this again. So just check out that article. Very, very important. Next article comes from Press TV. China protests to U.S. over Iran sanctions. China said it has protested to the United States for putting Chinese companies and individuals on new sanctions list targeting Iran. Foreign Ministry spokesman Kang said on Monday, Beijing has logged representation with Washington after Trump's administration imposed sanctions on 25 people and entities on Friday for trading with Iran. And ladies and gentlemen, just as the United States now is sanctioning other people, other countries will start to move to sanction the United States. And by dumping the U.S. Treasury, that's exactly what's being done. That is a form of sanction, ladies and gentlemen, and it is even more destructive than any sanction that the U.S. can place on any countries. As a matter of fact, by Iran being placed on sanctions, the world still doesn't matter, nor will they uphold those sanctions, because they will continue to trade with Iran. Let's take a look at this article really, really quickly so that you can see how this is really a covert way to attack China as well. But what do you think is going to happen? China and Iran are going to come together in economic trade even more because of this. And this is going to where the U.S. is going to lose. And like I said earlier, ladies and gentlemen, you can't afford for this to happen, but you need to prepare for it. Then you will not be as adversely affected by this. So let's check out this article real quick. China says it protests the U.S. for putting Chinese companies and individuals on sanctions list targeting Iran. Foreign Ministries said on Monday Beijing has long representation with Washington after the Trump administration imposed 25 people and entities on Friday for trading with Iran. We have consistently opposed any unilateral sanctions, told regular press in Beijing, Liu said. Unilateral U.S. sanctions in the past have infringed on China. Let me move this down. U.S. sanctions in the past have infringed on China's. Last March, Beijing was outraged after U.S. government pushed China's largest telecom equipment maker, ZTE Corporation, alleged for violations of sanctions with Iran. China is irate at the U.S.'s target, as U.S. target Iran trade. The Chinese Foreign Ministry expressed anger at the action, saying it is opposed to the U.S. citing domestic laws to place sanctions on China enterprises. The new U.S. sanctions list includes two Chinese companies and three Chinese people. Those on the list cannot access the U.S. financial system or deal with American companies. They are subject to secondary sanctions, meaning foreign companies and individuals are prohibited from dealing with or at risk of being blacklisted by the U.S. China has closed economic diplomatic ties with China has closed economic and diplomatic ties with Iran. Exclusives of the two Chinese companies included on the list said that they only export normal goods to Iran and do not consider that they have done anything wrong. Liu said such sanctions, particularly when they harm the interests of a third party, were not helpful in promoting mutual trust. China has said and is serious and seriously considered about President Trump's recent hawkish rhetoric of on Beijing. Experts say that the new administration moves are set to further strain relationships between China and the United States. What do you think that this is going to lead to, ladies and gentlemen? And many think that this is that the U.S. is the overall keystone country to engage in different economic sanctions on other countries and be able to get away with it. But in actuality, ladies and gentlemen, what is actually happening is that you are seeing the divestment and the disassembling of the United States economically, geopolitically, and militarily here, ladies and gentlemen, because this is creating a paradigm where the world will see the United States as the new greatest threat. And this is what has been said by, not by me here on Tando Radio Show, but this is being echoed throughout the world from different countries that matter. Let me tell you the relevant importance of China. It is the number one economy in the world. Forget what they've been telling you about the U.S. The U.S. has not been the number one economy in the world for a very long time. You can't be a number one economy in the world when your overall GDP and your overall you have a 20 plus some trillion dollar debt, when your national debt is in the 20 trillion. And in actuality, when you look at the unfunded liabilities, it exceeds $300 trillion or $400 or $500 trillion. May even go into even further than that. And then with the overall derivatives that are attached to the overall financial institutions, that goes into the quadrillions of dollars. So the U.S. is no longer the number one economy in the world. China, as an individual nation, is. And that relationship with the world is only going to expand while you have a celebrity figurehead that is so-called being hawkish and invoking the America First policy against the world. You'll see how this plays out. It won't be good. So check out that article. Next article, very, very important. This one came from Anonymous Headquarters. And my commentary on this was trapping folks. Hope people wake up to the game which are being played. Indiana's bill will legalize removal of protesters by any means necessary. A bill has been introduced in the Indiana legislature that would allow police to end civil demonstration and protesters by any means necessary. According to the bill introduced by Republican Senator, police will be given extreme leeway in dealing with protesters, even to the point of costing lives. And this is what we're going to be talking about in the second hour of the show. Very, very important. This is, and ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, this is the occupying state of fascism and why this is so, so important. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. There's a whole bunch that's going on, as we always talk about, but these are some of the things that you need to know and to see what is happening. Also, I also heard the Department of Homeland Security, which, if you know where that actually came from, it came from the Third Reich of Nazi Germany. That's where the overall ideology of that came from. And the Manifest Destiny had begotten that overall movement. And the thing about the Nazis was that they were not politically affiliated. That was a cult that practiced rituals of human sacrifice and in control and subjugation by way of satanic rituals. That's who they were, and that's who they still are, and their overall legacy continued and was already fostered and had deep rootings in the United States, and they just blossomed and flowered and bared more fruit here in the United States since the the advent or the overall introduction of the Third Reich of Nazi Germany and Nazi, which expanded itself beyond Germany itself and rapidly expanded itself into the United States by way of Operation Paperclip, by just by the admittance. But beyond the admittance, it's been here and it's never ever not been a part of the overall setup. If you read the Constitution and understand it and read it from a standpoint with any form of comprehension, you would see that the Constitution was never written for any citizen in the United States. That's what they want you to think, but that was not the case. So if you read it and understand the history behind it, it'd be plain for you to see how that came about. So today's show, we will jump into the occupying state of fascism today. So at any point, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And then later on, I believe Brother Davis will chime in on if there will be a live Wednesday tomorrow. So we'll also be looking forward to that. But if you have any questions or comments, a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. So go ahead and jump in at any time before we jump into today's main topic, which we're going to jump into momentarily here. So let me just check one more thing. Make sure I did it. Oh, I forgot what I was. Got ahead of myself. I was talking about Department of Homeland Security. Well, Kelly was talking about the ban, which, in my opinion, I don't give any energy to it, because the whole system itself is so rigged that just by you giving energy to this stuff is going to adversely affect you. It keeps them in power. It keeps this whole system in power. This system has done nothing for the overall living people that are on this planet. It has done nothing but cause famines, war, destruction, disease, gave you health care when you need health cures, and that health care has only made you sicker, and actually was able to siphon every last bit of your energy. And it's nothing more, this system is nothing more, the economic system is nothing more than a drain of your energy, as what was said biblically before when Christ was tempted by Satan and told, the temptation was for Christ to bow down before Satan, and Christ said to Satan that man can't live on bread alone, but on everything that proceeds from the great Creator's mouth. That, and if you really think about that, you can see what bread was. And throughout our history, what have we been calling cash? And what is cash of? Cash was actually patented and created by the banking institutions and the overall corporations to do what? It's nothing more than indentured servitude. And it's nothing more than sharecropping. They make you work and then have to buy from the same corporations, where you lose all the way around. There is never any real financial freedom that you ever have, or any financial wherewithal, standing, or sovereignty that you have when you get paid paper. So, very, very important. So, today, Kelly said that a reporter asked him if there was any evidence that the ban would stop any form of terrorism. And Kelly's response said, "We won't see the evidence of that until we hear the boom." Once again, they tell you everything before they do it. He said, "We won't see the evidence of that until we hear the boom. We have no evidence of that until we hear the boom." What is the boom, ladies and gentlemen? They're telling you that they have that they're waiting for different acts to substantiate and validate why they are subjugating and enslaving you even further. And they're going to do it by on the call of security, because it's worked so well before in the past. My man Scotty says, I have a comment, Dave. Just saw it on TV. Go ahead, Scotty. Come on in.
Yeah, I just saw, I think it was Elijah Cummings. It was one of those board members of USA Inc. And he asked him, he said, do you have any proof of any kind of attack or any kind of plot or anything? And the guy says, we won't know, like you said, until the boom. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, what are we spending hundreds of millions of dollars on then for security? You just said that you're useless then.
So exactly, Scotty.
You're exactly. Useless. We don't need you.
And go ahead, Scotty. I mean to cut you off. Okay.
Yeah, we what are we paying Homeland Security for? What are you paying all these intelligence agencies for? Hundreds of millions of dollars annually, if not in the billions. Then you got all of this illegal surveillance that we know about because of what's his name that's in Russia right now?
Snowden.
Because of Snowden and others. So yeah, the sign, that's a warning of a possible false flag coming up. So yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right, Scotty, because you and I both were, when you saw it, I know you were shocked me when you actually heard the blatancy and of their overall statement is. And what does this do? This confirms and this substantiated and validated what celebrity figurehead Trump said earlier today. And so if something happens, just blame that judge. The setup is here, folks. See, one of the things about being a prophet, you don't have to be a prophet. You're not a prophet if you're going to write if you're writing the outcome that you are already going to put in the plates. If you're going to fund, if you're going to energize, or you're going to plot, and if you're going to have a conspiracy theory, agenda to actually make these things come to pass. That's why I said there's no such thing as conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy agenda. There are high crimes against humanity that are being placed forth, and it's not just with celebrity figurehead dump. He serves he's a celebrity figurehead because they know that they would get and they would be able to fool the masses and distract the masses from what's really happening. It gives the perfect plausible deniability, as well as Hillary did, as well as Obama did. And as you continue to play by these rules that they set forth, they will rule. They will rule. So the setup is there. They're telling you everything. This is why you got to be careful of people that say that they have some form of divine authority. Anyone that says that they have divine authority, ladies and gentlemen, you have to really think about it. You have to really think about it. Why do you really need to think about it? Because anyone that ever claims that they had divine authority, that means that the great creator was flawed. And I know this. From out of the mouths of men and from the hands of men comes the letter of the law to destroy and to kill, and the lies of destruction from the power of the words and the energy. Be careful what you trust, because the system is not here to trick you. It's here to make you believe. So they're telling you that this whole thing is about to really, really come apart. So let's jump into, if we have any callers, do you want to jump in on the call? If you have any comments or anything that you want to say, now's a great time to do it. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit **. We'll see you in queue. So what I want to do is I want to take a look at, as we move into today's show, one of the things that my man Al sent me this one. Big ups to Al. Thank you. I want to thank you again for this article. And we're going to get ready to go into the commercial break. And the next, we got 10 minutes before the commercial break, so if you want to get in on the conversation, definitely send it. My man Al sent me an article, and this one came from radical.org, radicalville.org. The 14 characteristics of fascism, and this was put together by Lawrence Brett. Political science Lawrence Brett recently wrote an article about fascism. Anyone? Free Inquiry of Spring of 2003, 20 pages. The study of fascistic regimes of Hitler, Mussolini, Franco, and Pinochet of Chile. Dr. Brent found that they all have 14 elements in common. He called these the identifying characteristics of fascism. The excerpt is in accordance with the magazine policy. So we're going to look at the 14 characteristics of fascism. Number one, powerful and continuing nationalism. Powerful and continuing nationalism. And I would say to you, ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to watch the Super Bowl, which is all about the entertainment, not only that, it is about the overall strategy of war. That's what football was basically. That's why there's the offense and the defense. It was actually conceptualized and put into full motion out of West Point. If you watch the Super Bowl, did you notice all of the militarized propaganda that was there? Did you notice it? And in my opinion, all of this is being done to get you to psychologically condition you to buy off into the overall agenda of depopulation that's going to happen by one of the methods, by way of global nuclear war one, World War Three, however you want to call it. I call it global nuclear war one. Let me just say this, and I said this before on Tando Radio Show. It's quite foolish for people to allow others to create debt that they don't have to pay, write laws that they don't have to obey, and declare wars that they don't have to fight. The ones that are adversely affected by the letter of the law, the creation of debt, and the declaration of war, those individuals are foolishly and naively following an agenda to their own demise and destruction. And until we come to grips with that and realize really what we're doing is not them, it's us and you. That's who the problem is. Because whatever you give energy to, you give life to. And nothing lives without energy. So it says that powerful and continuing nationalism, fascistic regimes tend to make consistent use of patriotic mottos, slogans, symbols, songs, and other paraphernalia. Flags are seen everywhere, as are flag symbols on clothing and in public display. There is a schooling that's been going on that the people that are under this tutelage have been blind to see because they have invested their emotions. And they've invested their emotions from one way and one way only. Do you know why here in the United States? Some of the reasons why people are so so-called patriotic, and if that's what you are, that's fine. Depending, and my thing is, do you know what that means and why? Most people are patriotic because they come with this standing. This is their standard. What they say all the time, because this is the greatest country in the world to live in, and they've never been anywhere else in the world. Not only that, they say, where can you do what you're doing here? But do you know how that's done? Do you know the overall, the selling of debt or enslavement to the rest of the world that goes on for, in order for you to have the facade of the quality of life that you have? Because it's just a facade, ladies and gentlemen. One of the things about the system is that it cares not about you. It has no allegiance to you. You sing and praise and profess your allegiance and obedience to these entities and institutions that at the appropriate time are going to use you until you have no more physical energy left. Until they bring about a premature murdering of your physical body. Most people you know, no one you know dies of natural causes anymore, ladies and gentlemen. They are all systematically and ceremonially murdered by the system in one way or another. And that's just a hard, true fact that we don't like to go with, because it's not a pleasant and easy and comfortable thing for us to face the truth. But the truth doesn't need you. It stands alone. If you're there or if you're not. And you can hide behind, we can try to hide behind our lying eyes, our lying tongues, our lying ears. But the truth reigns supreme. So most people don't even realize that the old so-called, and they bring this, that they are under a actual playbook of destruction. To take from one, to garnish the energy and the anger and the hatred from one, by taking from one and giving to another that does not deserve it at all. And it's a facade of wealth, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to look at the 14 characteristics of fascism, and then we're going to get into some other things that are going on that you need to know. At any time, if you'd like to come in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit **. And let me just say this. I have no beef with any individual. I am not a respecter of person. I respect people, because a personhood and a personship is not a living being. It was created by living beings to control other living beings. I'm not your problem. I question everything, and I'm not afraid of the answers that come from those questions. You're listening to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025 and hit **. I'm not on the board, so I can't see the board. So if you come on, just say excuse me. I'll see that you're there, and we'll definitely bring it up. So let's take a look at the 14 characteristics of fascism. The first one, powerful and continuing nationalism. Fascist regimes tend to make and consistently use patriotic mottos, slogans, symbols, songs, and other paraphernalia. Flags are seen everywhere as flag symbols on clothing and public display. Number two, disdain for the recognition of human rights. Because of the fear of enemies and the need for security, the people in fascist regimes are persuaded that human rights can be ignored in certain cases because of the need. The people tend to look the other way or even approve of torture, summary execution, assassinations, long incarceration of prisoners, and etc. Do you see what is happening here right now? Let's break it down. They've already talked about torture. They have already said it's okay because of what happened in New York. It's okay to torture people now because there's a need for it. Remember? They said it works. The celebrity figurehead now said it works. Then listen. Because of the fear of enemies and the need for security, the people in fascist regime are pursuing that human rights can be ignored in certain cases because of the need. And what are those certain cases? Whatever it is that will garnish them more control and more power and be able to subjugate and enslave you further, that's the true need. Now, let's look at this even further. They approve of torture, summary execution, assassinations, long incarceration of imprisonment. This is NDAA, ladies and gentlemen, in the Patriot Act, where you could be summarily and systematically taken without being charged with a crime or even just snatched. You can be kidnapped by the state. And whatever happens from there, because you're a threat to national security. That's a blanket. A security, a need, because we're being threatened by. And the same, very same individuals that are creating the policies and the procedures for NDAA and for the Patriot Act and for torture are the same ones that are committing the overall events that they are going back to say that we are being attacked by these terrorists. Do you not remember that Japan surrendered and they dropped two nuclear devices on people that had nothing to do with the overall engagement of war? Had nothing to do with the militarized and the military response of the government of Japan.
Hey, Dave.
There were children there that weren't even born. One second. I'm going to go right to this caller. There were children there that weren't even born. But they were bombed. And that was an act of terror to terrorize the rest of the world, to set up what you now know as the petrodollar and the reserve currency of the United States. So we got a caller in queue. Let me go to this caller real quick. Hey, my man Jerry, what's going on, Jerry?
Doing great, man. How you doing tonight? You and Scatter Folks, how y'all brothers doing?
Good, good.
I'm still trying to figure out a whole lot of stuff that you're teaching. So I from time to time still be I find myself listening to the enemy to see where they at and what kind of truths they gonna give while they telling all of the lies that you telling. So right now we have CNN going against Trump, and we have Fox News that's rooting for Trump. You know, they're kind of going back and forth at each other. You know, most of the time Trump be talking about CNN when he be hollering the fake news because they don't agree with whatever it is that he's doing.
Yes, yeah, so Naive Network.
I was listening to Fox yesterday. I was listening to Fox while I was at work. And it was a white gentleman call in, and he was disagreeing with the host. It was Thomas something or another. I can't remember what the name of the show was. But this the show host, he said exactly what you're saying. He didn't say those words, and I was trying to figure out where did that fit, because it disturbed me. He said that he don't want to let the immigrants in because it'll affect our culture. You know, first thing that hit me is that, well, they stole all our culture, you know, stole the land, stole the people, stole the culture. But they don't want to let other peoples in because they may change the culture. And that fits right into what you're saying as far as some of these aspects of fascism. And I didn't think about that until you just mentioned it. With that being said, I'm going to hold off and continue listening. I just wanted to add that and see what you thought about that particular point.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right, Jerry. Because let me give you what I see. I always go back to not what I've been schooled, but what I've been given by way of my sovereignty and my self-determination. I don't ever go by my degree. I go by my abilities and talents that were given to me, and my free will that was given to me, as I believe, as a token of great love, in my opinion. And what do I mean by that? I don't care what school shows me on a map, because what school will show me on a map is what someone else's agenda they want me to sell out to. A sellout is when you compromise your morality for someone else's agenda. So what they show me in their books and in their maps and their everything else, they're lies, 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 lies for human control, depopulation, and subjugation and control. When I don't look at that, I know it's there. I recognize it's there. I recognize the threat that it presents, but I don't give energy to it. So what do? I walk away from it. I get on a plane, and I fly over to wherever I'm going, and I look out the window, and I see what the great creator has made, the truth of it all. I always try to look at what man had no hand in. That's where I find the truth. And then when you combine that, and I say that for this reason, they created these borders, these statutes, the necessity of the law, of the letter of the law, through nationalistic abilities and culture to establish the most premier and long-standing, without threat and without challenging, fascist state on this planet. And this is how they were able to do it, because they indoctrinated and domesticated the people to a fascist state. And this is why this one gentleman doesn't want people from another country come in here. And I look at it from this way. When you look at a personhood, you're looking at the worst abilities of man, because you're looking at them as a person, their status that man has given them. Man has given you the status of you're an American citizen. You weren't given that status by that great energy that created the means and the methods for you to be born into physical existence. So this whole, everything that we see is we're seeing it under the prevail of the government's fascist state everywhere. And the only way that they can leverage it is that they have to divide the people so that they can have their seesaw effect. One country's up, one country's down. And what happens? They're never challenged themselves. The system is never challenged. Someone at the bottom, you look at a seesaw. Whoever hits the bottom, what do they do? What do they have to do? They got to push up. And when they push up, what do? That pushes the other party down. Push the other party down. At some point, at some time, we got to get off the seesaw, y'all. Because its crashes are too deadly. It offers nothing. Everything that it offers is based in consumerism, based off of what man has created, which is unsustainable. So my man Jerry is absolutely right. The fascist state is actually supporters. So this whole argument is morally flawed. This whole argument is about a sellout of an agenda, selling out your morality for someone else's agenda. I would ask this individual, do you even know these people? Yes, will there be people that will do certain things? Let me tell you something. Murder is a crime that's irrepressible. You can't stop somebody from doing it. Because each and every one of us have a free will to do whatever it is that we want to do. Yes, there are consequences for what we do, but you can't make anybody do anything. And so by having laws and everything else, what is really done is controlling, trying to control people so that the system is freely functioned, is freely functioning perfectly without threat. Because they don't want us to go on a sustainable, on the economy of the ecosystem, which has been sustainable for millions of years. Nothing is wasted. Nothing is lost. Everything is sustainable. They don't want that. So my man Jerry is absolutely right. Great, great point, Jerry. And I'm not talking about the current, the occupying state of fascism in the United States. Please don't get me wrong. This is a fraternal governing order all over the world. And the institutions, by way of military, by way of religion, by way of banking, by way of culture establishment, is what's upholding the fascist state on the world. I don't care what a government says its overall ideology is. Don't look at what they say. Look at what they do. A fascist state acts in a certain way, no matter how they try to sugarcoat it. No matter what their lying lips say, it's their killing actions that matter. So very, very important. So great call, Jerry, at any time, man. When you jump in, definitely do that.
Hey.
Yes.
I got one more question.
Yeah, no, you go ahead, brother.
You know me, I have several more, but I want you to touch on this for me, because it follows into the same into the same conversation. A couple of days ago, Trump just took the white supremacists off of the terror watch list when he changed it to the Islamic the radical Islamic terrorism. I can't remember what the name of it is. I don't have my paper in front of me, but he done that. And now we already seen before he even got in office, all of these white folks got boosted up. You know, somebody pumped some air into them. Everybody's chest got big and whatnot. They say things more freely. Not to mention all of the police that's been killing brothers and sisters over the few years. Now, do you think this is a coincidence, considering they have this photo circulating with his mother and his father in those robes, him dealing with Putin, with this Nazi state, and then coming out coming out with this executive order that he passed through, because that's I personally believe that's another form of fascism, to where, as far as, because these white supremacists are calling themselves representing their state and doing whatever it takes to eradicate anybody who they believe is a threat to them. And that's a question for you and Brother Scott.
Okay, yeah, you know what, Jerry, I wasn't aware of that. If you could, man, send me that whenever you get a chance, if you can.
I will.
Yeah, send me that. I was not aware of that. Am I surprised by that? No, not at all. Because this is some of the this is one of the tools in the toolbox of destruction that the fraternal orders of governments use. These governments are in one big fraternity among themselves, them versus you, and they use all of these divisive means and methods in the art of war to destabilize you and to be strung along as puppets, the way and for you to think exactly the way that they want you to think, which is always going to uphold their system. So I'm not surprised at all, and I think it is, you know, part of the overall agenda that they put certain celebrity figureheads in place that best facilitates the outcome that they want to achieve. And I do want to say this, they've been extremely masterful in this overall destruction of human sovereignty and self-determination throughout the millions of years that they've been practicing it. And they pull no punches. All's fair in love and war. But see, the love that they're talking about is the love of power. And the war that they talk about is the war on you.
That's crazy, Dave, because you mentioned the art of war. You know, I done told you personally that that and the 48 Laws of Power, those are two of my favorite books. Because it teaches you how to read personalities. Well, this guy has been, it seems like he's been running down the pages of both of these books. And Scotty mentioned it a couple, maybe a month or so ago on his on Black Talk Radio News show, where this man is, everybody who's not with him thinks he's stupid. Everybody who's with him believes he's just like them. Now that's just another rule of the book, of both books actually, to never be as dumb as the person that you're trying to trick. I mean, never be as smart as the person that you're trying to trick. So he plays down to everybody that he needs, which will be the few American people that he did get to vote for him, and he plays stupid to everybody else. And I think that's genius, but you got to catch it in order to see what's going on. But with that being said, I'm gonna mute myself and I'm gonna continue listening to the show.
All right, great points, great points, Jerry. And I would say, let's not give the celebrity figureheads, as you already know, and Jerry's talking about the system itself, but let's not give the celebrity figureheads too much credit in all of this, because just like all actors, they read the script. They just are able to deceive and to put everyone into they're able to have a catatonic state that they're able to put everyone in around them, so they go into a daydream state and they lose their minds and they surrender their minds to what the performance that's being set off before. This system, one of the things that I firmly believe is that you have to know, in my opinion, from your own estimation, who your enemy are. But before you know that, you got to know who you are. And the system is really the thing that is the apparatus that is attacking us. It's not the individual. They are just one individual that has decided to play the part, but the overall system itself continues this process, just like certain ones that they're eventually going to make the great transformation and go off. They made their deal with the devil, and they're always going to lose their soul. So if you watch the system more than the celebrity figureheads that they put in front of you, it becomes even more apparent. Because believe me, they always put the devil dressed in his Sunday's best or her Sunday's best to go before to deceive the people and that cast a spell over them. So my man Scotty says, the people into emotional state, yes. Then you can, let me move this down. Then you're not thinking critically when you are emotional. Exactly. They even use topics of racism to get the victim into a racial emotional state, in my opinion. Yes, that is so true. It's a one of the things that I think is critical. If you're not critical and skeptical of history, you're willing to buy any lie. If you're not critical and skeptical of history, that means you're willing to buy any lie. Because it's an old lie, it has more relevance. A lie always leads to a path of deception, destruction, and denial. So we got another caller that's in queue. Go ahead, my man Mel.
Good day, sir. Good day.
Good day, brother.
I was wondering, I was just going off of what that brother was just, what Jerry was just talking about. And peace, everybody. Peace, Scotty. Peace, everybody. Have you seen about the Ukraine? Have you seen that, I know you don't watch much television, but it's a show. I'm not trying to do no free promotions or nothing, but like Viceland got a series called Hate Thy Neighbor. You up on that?
Yeah. I like Viceland. You know, if you take it with a grain of salt. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, Mel.
I was looking at today, they had a show on, you know, Ukraine. And to listen to them and their ideology and their belief system, and you can tell they're Nazis, but they run from that word. They run from that word. They say they are racist or they're nationalist. And they say everybody should be nationalist. Everybody should be racist. And I've heard three or four of them say, I guess it's this crew like called the Azov or something, that they were like them crazy soccer fans turned militia and actually overpowered the government. So the government was basically like beat them or join them. But they had to join them, and so to speak. So when they interviewed all these different people, you know, they was asked, you know, are you racist? Like, are you a Nazi? And that's the first thing they would run from, man. No, I'm not Nazi. And we don't want to kill black people. We don't want to kill Africans, Asians. We don't want to kill, but they, none of them ever mention Americans. They never said they didn't mean no harm to them. That really struck me. That was just an observation real quick. But just to see how violent they are.
Yeah.
And resourceful. They're resourceful. These people are resourceful. They have all the means. They have. That's what I don't understand. And to see them people rise up the way they do, it's kind of, I got to respect them because they don't play. And they fighting. They killing each other. So, I mean, I don't know how to take it, man. But, I mean, like, dang it. If people around the world, if people would really stand up to oppression, man, it'd be so easy. We could eradicate it like that.
Exactly. And you know what? And I would put it this way. The key to eradicating this whole thing is not to stand up to it, is to turn your back on it. I think turning your back on it is the most powerful thing that you could ever do. Because you delegitimize it. Don't give any of your energy to it. Walk away from it and let it stand on its own, let it feed on its own energy that it's producing, that low frequency, and guess what? It will not be able to sustain itself. It'll be like a match. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just saying, I mean, I understand. That's perfectly logical to me. Yeah, without that energy, it'll just fizzle out. I agree. However, do you think that that's really possible? Do you think that they will really allow that to happen without us having to turn around and you know, defend ourselves?
Mm-hmm. Well, I say this. Think that there's a measure of defending yourself is different than anything else. Yes. But what I'm saying from a standpoint from the masses, you can also defend yourself into complete annihilation. We've been doing the same thing for over millions of years, and nothing has changed. At some point, at some time, I think that it's going to come to where people are going to have to resonate beyond what we've been schooled in history and what we get taught to how to respond to things by way of the system. Because when we respond the way the system wants us to respond, then there's always the system that remains. It's just like professional sports. All of the athletes, they go out there and they give all in their energy until what? Their bodies is broken and they can't play no more. The NFL is never threatened with injury. It continues. See, the players is the one that matter. The only one that can ever dissolve, got you, Scotty. The only one that could ever dissolve the NFL is the players themselves. Do not give energy to it. And that will be a has-been quickly. Just like this whole thing. If you play by their rules, their rule. Now, do I think that you don't need to defend yourself? No, without a doubt. You should. But what I'm saying is that we have to evolve to where we look at things from not from a class zero society. We have to start to evolve ourselves to a class one, class two, and class three society where we can get the overall energy of substance without having to actually kill for it. And don't think that the universe has not been created to give energy to you without you having to do it by way of the system. The system is the lie. The overall universal truths of sustainability, that stands by itself. So I hear what you're saying. Yes, I do agree. But when I'm talking about on a much broader thing, when enough is enough. And until people say enough is enough, and until we realize that this is nothing more than a system that's going to continue to perpetuate our own demise, what do they say? What's insanity when you continue to repeat the exact same thing and expect a different result? At some point, you can't use the same consciousness that created the problem in order for you to have a solution to the problem. You can't be the thought of the problem. You have to be the solution of the problem.
I'm about to mute my line because I guess we're about to go to a commercial break. But
yeah, we're about to go to a break. Yeah. I'll come back to you, Mel.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Scotty. We'll hit this break. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Thank you.
Black Talk Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome everyone back to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And we're talking about the fascist state, the occupying state of fascism that's here. And if you'd like to jump in at any time, just hit **. Now, before we go further into it, I would just say that, you know, one of the things that's very critical for us as the living entities of this planet, we have to always go back to our overall gift of resolve, who we truly are, and that gift that was given to us. Because think about it, you didn't ask to come here. And once you get here, there's a sandbox that's put in front of us by individuals that were here before us. And they say that within this box is your whole life. And within this sandbox, this is your whole paradigm of your life. But that is not true. Because the very same ones that created that sandbox and say that this is your life weren't the ones that gave you life. So how can anyone that didn't give you life, how could they take it from you nor dictate what your life should be about and under the means and conditions in which you live? So that sandbox is a trap. Once you're in, it's very difficult to get out because there's a psychological schooling and domestication that we are put in that sandbox. If you've ever ran in sand, it is the resistance in that is great. So the resistance for you to leave that sandbox is huge. I always like to say, like the killer whales, when they're born in captivity, the ones that are born in captivity have no clue the depths of the ocean outside of their pool. Have no clue. And psychologically, we are exactly the same way. They say that, you know, that's a utopia society you're speaking about. That's because you never will be able to resonate with that thought process to get there. So you're right. And this sandbox is deep. And you're really in enthralled in it. So I think it's very, very critical for us to really look at truly who we are and not what we've been told in school to think that we are. Because everything that on that side of it has been nothing but a lie. If they lied about this and that, then what makes you think they did told you the truth about anything else? A liar is unable to speak or write the truth because it's the deception in which they live by. Very, very important. So, with that being said, let's jump into the other parts of the 14 characteristics of fascism. Number three, the identification of enemies and scapegoats as a unifying cause. The people rally into a unifying patriotic frenzy over the need to eliminate a precise common threat or foe: racial, ethnic, or religious minorities, liberals, communists, social terrorists, etc., etc. The people are rallied into a unified patriotic frenzy over the need to eliminate a perceived common threat or foe. Number three. Number four, the supremacy of the military. Even when there are widespread domestic problems, the military is giving a disproportionate amount of the government funding, and domestic agenda is neglected. Soldiers and military service are glamorized. And I always say, a soldier can never do what a warrior thinks, because an enemy, excuse me, a warrior, a soldier can never do what a warrior thinks, because a warrior maintains the sovereignty and self-determination of himself and all in which he or she comes in contact with. A soldier takes orders. And some throughout history said that I was ordered to kill. And that made it okay. Because you know why? Because the God in which they... Remember they write it on things? In God we trust? The God in which they trust is colors on a banner. And this spell that gets placed over people is so deep and will never be broken until people choose not to resonate to where they won't be tempted by this deception of destruction. Number five, rampant sexism. The government of a fascist nation tends to be almost exclusively male-dominated under fascist regimes. Traditional gender roles are made more rigid. Opposition to abortion is high. And is homophobia and anti-gay legislation and national policies. Well, in today's world, they've revolutionized that. They've totally revolutionized that. Now, in my opinion, my freedom ends where somebody else's begins. Completely. But someone else's freedom ends where mine begins as well. If you choose to be a certain way, that's fine. That is your choice. I'm not going to. If the great creator can't make you do something, what makes you think that I can? But I would always say, unless it resonates with me, just because you want to do something does not mean that I'm going to allow myself to partake in it, or am I going to allow for you to infringe on mine. Just the natural progression of things. There is an insatiable appetite that some acquire. So when it comes to people, but I would also say the fascist state also loves abortions, and it actually loves all of the national policies, and it loves to have people homophobic, to have people anti-everything, because it uses that to maintain its overall direction as a threat from a unifying cause. The thing about the fascist state is that it's on both sides, it funds both sides of the war. Next one, number six, control mass media. Sometimes the media is directly controlled by the government, but in other cases, the media is indirectly controlled by government regulations or sympathetic media spokespersons and executives. Censorship, especially in time of war, is very common. You've definitely been seeing that, and you've seen it, and you're going to continue to see it. Number seven. Obsession with national security. Fear is used to motivate, is a motivating tool by the government over the masses. Absolutely. Because cowards are paralyzed by fear. While the person of valor is motivated to action. And they both experience fear at the exact same time. Cowards are paralyzed. by fear. And that's what the system wants, always wants you to be, in a constant, continuous state of fear. They want you paralyzed. And I have to tell you, they've done a great darn job with that. People are even afraid. They admit that they're afraid. Oh, you can't say that. You can't do that. You can't just say this. You can't say that. You can't. No, you scared. You in fear. You a coward. You a slave. You have surrendered for the crumbs of their table. That's all they're going to give. They're just going to give you a slave's wage. And guess what? No matter how much you prove to them and do what they say, they still going to physically kill you because your energy is no longer relevant to them. So now is time to get rid of you before you wake up with a new energy and decide not to be afraid anymore. Oh, man. There's a reason why you have the prevailing illnesses and the biological warfare against people, and it affects them at different ages and everything. It's a reason why, ladies and gentlemen. It's a reason why you have Planned Parenthood, ladies and gentlemen, because that is a soft depopulation program. There's a couple of cultures on this that I absolutely respect, because the one thing that they say is, we will never control our population. But see, that, in my opinion, that should be the global agenda, because of the great talents and abilities that we are squandering away. But that's just my individual opinion. I would never push that on anyone else. Never. But I do know this. I would never institutionalize, and I would never create the ability. I don't have to partake in that. I don't have to support those type of things. Not saying anyone that, no, I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is there's a bigger agenda behind it that we don't question. It's a whole lot easier to control the intelligence of people if you minimize how many intelligent people you're going to be challenged by. Whole lot easier. Next one. Number 8, religion and government are intertwined. Oh, man. Oh, we're going to make some people mad now. Religion and government are intertwined. There is no, religion and government are never intertwined. Religion and government are one and the same, folks. Government and the fascist nations tend to use more common religion in the nation as a tool to manipulate public opinion. Religion rituals and terminology is common from government leaders, even when the major tendencies of the religions are dramatically opposed to government policies or actions. You can't have any separation. There is no separation between the economic economy that's created by man, the industrial military complex, the religious complex, the industrial governmental legislator complex. They are all one and same. They all have different jobs to enslave the people. And I said religion. And there are many religious institutions. And you can see that the overall creed and the deeds of these institutions don't line up. Their creed says one thing, but their deeds are doing something totally different. That means that they're hypocritically lying all the time. And until, one sec, let me go to the caller in two. Yeah, go ahead, caller. See who's Go ahead, Roz. Man, what's up? Peace, Roz.
How you doing? Peace to you, Brother Scotty Mel. This show is great. I saw that show, Hate Thy Neighbor. I watched all of them except for the most recent one. There was one that came on after the Ukraine one, and I actually brought that up on the Cal this Saturday on the compensatory call-in, because I just found it very telling when you were discussing football being warfare, which all sports are basically modified white supremacist warfare that you're basically paying attention to and patronizing. And if when you look at that Viceland episode on the Ukraine, the military, the fascist, racist, white supremacist military that they have is called Azor, A-Z-O-R. And they have more people and more military might than the Ukrainian government itself. So they actually have a bigger militia than the actual military of the country of the Ukraine. And I just found it telling when they discussed the fact that the people who are in that group Azor are all football players. They all play soccer. It's mind-blowing. So that connection between sports and war is absolute and unequivocal, especially in the system of white supremacy. The other thing, when you're talking about religion and the fact that there's no separation.
Roz, mm-hmm. Real quick, because mm-hmm. the point that you're making is so, so important. And one of the reasons why they do that, and I know you get, but I want to elaborate on this because it's just too important to bypass. One of the reasons why they do that is because you are psychologically giving authority, and you are psychologically conditioning yourself to what? That is the moral right, that is the moral compass that I should be praising. This is why the praising of any man will be your downfall. This is why you being a fan is the worst thing, because the thing about being a fan is that you don't have the wherewithal, the fortitude to say the whole word, fanatic.
Exactly.
And that's what they established, fanaticism.
Yep. I call that psychosocial conditioning. That's exactly what it is.
And that's what I want you, exactly right. And that's what I wanted you to say, because you always say that, and that is so true. You're not a fan, you are engaged in fanaticism. And they have those individuals in that area doing that because why? They want to indoctrinate the young people in the future, the women and the men, and they all do what? Now that's the greatest religion. It can't even be broke by anything because they think that that's their moral compass. So right. Go ahead. I wanted just to elaborate on that. Go ahead, Rob.
No problem, because fanaticism really just breeds violent sheeple who you can point in any direction and say, there's the enemy, and go get them. And that's basically what you're seeing in the Ukraine, and that's what they're building globally. And the other point had to do with religion, because these people do what works. If you study the history of the Roman Catholic Church, the only reason Rome became Catholic was for Constantine to consolidate his rule over the Roman people. And what they had to do first was like you said, because fascism is one of the main functions of it, as well as xenophobia. So when Rome decided that, Constantine decided that he wanted to take control and consolidate the throne, he magically claimed he saw a symbol of Jesus in the sky. I think it was a cloud in the form of a cross. And then he went about adopting the Christian religion, which really gave him absolute power over the Roman people politically. And when you look at that whole idea of using religion to do so, that's exactly what they're doing now. They're utilizing, you know, religion as the same purposes, basically to consolidate control, because religion is about control. And the way that Romans did that was they had to first close all the temples, all of the Cometic temples, which is what Justinian did, and then they actually had to fight the original Christian church, which was the Egyptian Coptic church and the Ethiopian Orthodox church, and they went about a murderous spree of suppressing those two churches in order for the Roman Catholic Church to take over the Christian religion. And that's exactly how they took it over. And from there, what we saw was the spinoffs, which are the Protestant religions and all of this other stuff that they created after the fact. But the idea was for them to really maintain control
through religion. They had to suppress the original religion, which would have let you know that nothing about Christianity you practice today is real Christianity. So everything you're saying is absolutely correct, because all of those systems all are parts of the 10 areas of people activity, and each one of those are theaters of war. And they call it a theater because there is acting involved. And what we're watching with Donald Trump and all of the other celebrity figureheads is basically theater.
In theater.
They're acting. And they're using the seven liberal arts, of acting is one of them, in order to facilitate their plans of destruction and global tyranny, which is what we're bearing witness to. Thank you so much.
So true. No, hold on, Roz. Hold on, Roz. Scotty, go ahead. You wanted to chime in. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Well said, Roz.
Can y'all hear me okay?
Okay. Yeah, we got you.
Yeah. I want to offer another perspective based off the history that I know that I have researched. But what I wanted to comment on when you were on the subject of the downfall or the corruption in politics and religion and how the two intertwine and perpetuate a conspiracy to commit crimes against humanity. That's documented all throughout history. But there was a nation that was here before Europeans arrived here. It was called the Mississippian Nation. While I stress mostly and align myself with my African lineage, I do have a lineage to Mississippians. The culture, they also known as the Mound people or Mound builders. North Carolina, all this whole southeast region and going west as far as the Rockies. Look it up. Just Google it. You can see old maps that people have put up there. But their downfall, from what I was reading, was what? Religion and corruption.
Religion.
And religion and politics. This civilization was already established before the uncivilized Europeans came here and committed the barbarity that they committed. But they just simply laid their cities on top of it. Cities, they weren't cities back then as we know them today, but the Mississippian nation had already established roads and trade routes and major trading towns that then the European come in, take over, and lay asphalt over and concrete over and call it their cities. Charlotte, a clue, if you're not from there, you wouldn't know, but there's what they call the square in Charlotte. It's trade and Tryon. It's a trade route, an indigenous trade route that was already established before they came here. And they have some on each corner, four corners, they have a statue. They got a statue, it looks like, of a black woman breastfeeding a baby. I interpret that to be the enslaved African mother baby born into slavery. Then they had a black man with a sledgehammer. Because when enslaved Africans was brought here, the railroads and all of that kind of stuff, we laid that kind of stuff, you know, the infrastructure and all that, the free labor and what have you. And then they got one of a native indigenous person, you know, because it already existed here. So that's why it's important to pay attention to history and demand those sort of markers, you know, based on the real history. Now, in terms of sports, I admit my bias as an athlete, as a warrior. I'm not so much in the physical sense as when I was a young man, but more on the mental now. But I disagree. These sports were not created by white people. They were created by indigenous people. Basketball, Dr. Naismith didn't create that. The Iroquois Indians, they had like a little hoop, but it was sideways, and it was way up on the wall. It might have been 18 feet. And then they had a little ball. They didn't bounce it, but they ran and tried to throw it through the hole, which is the point. So then Naismith just makes the basket horizontal, put a basket up, and look what I invented. Hockey. That was field hockey here.
Right. The Aztecs were doing that as well. The Olmecs were doing that as well.
It is correct to state that it is part of warfare, because when you're not at war, with another group or nation or whatever you want to call it. Throughout history, we've seen warfare among tribes and different groups. Your warriors still got to train, but you don't want them killing each other. So that's why they invented sports. And so what the European has done is steal those ideals, presented them as their own, which they do that a lot with inventions non-white people come up with, but steal these games and then capitalize them. You know, that's what capitalism is all about. Make money off of it. So I don't victim blame athletes, because I see throughout the history, since they've been allowed to get that kind of money, is some of them are accountable to the community and give back and help a whole lot of victims that otherwise wouldn't get no help. So that's like infiltrating and getting your enemy's resources. He a billionaire, okay, get as much as you can get, but if you playing football, you need to retire early, because that is causing tremendous damage. But baseball, basketball, you know, you can still enjoy your life after. But investing in their own businesses, starting there. Where else can I go coming out of college for 4 years and make $100 million? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so then it is up to me to convert them dollars into real money, like Dave talked about, or creating infrastructure. Where else are we going to get this kind of revenue? Yes, those that waste the money because they are victims of the programming. The programming about, we call it commercialism, merchandising, and buying expensive cars and stuff that has, like Dave says, no intrinsic value. But I'm starting to see there are some, like a Colin Kaepernick and others, who are not wasteful, and they're planning, man. And again, I cannot stress enough, a lot of poor victims of this capitalist system get food, get coats in the winter, get, you know, all kind of stuff because of these athletes. So we shouldn't victim blame the athletes. And I'll end with this on my little soapbox, but I'll end with this. Okay, if when I was working for white people in their corporation, making them money or whatnot, I wasn't in there dancing or playing the game for their entertainment, but I was still producing profit for them. So how is that any different than what the athlete is doing? He just making a whole lot more. He being compensated more than me for his energy than I am for my energy. So he's he's getting a better deal. But we're both victims. So until I hear the old revolutionary say, pending revolution, to where we can change the system to one based on justice, you gotta get what you can to help who you can. Thanks.
Very, very true. Listen, everyone, we got to get ready to get out of here. Brother Braggs, we don't have any more time, but we're going on Thursday, we're going to pick this back up.
Let Brother Braggs speak his piece. Let him speak his piece.
Okay, cool. We got time. Okay, go ahead, Brother Braggs.
Peace. I was just going
to... Peace, Brother Braggs.
I was just going to add to what Scotty was saying. Once everybody started looking around and realize what you're standing on, like Scotty's talking about the Mississippians, you're going to find out this cat played you from Virginia. Everybody that was Indian, it was against the law to tell your children you was an Indian, so your parents couldn't tell you were Indian because you could be killed for that. You could be hung for that, for being an uppity Negro. Everything was done to wipe your mind from your Indian heritage. But when you start looking, you're going to find out two things. Indians go all the way back to Egypt. And when you start looking around in America, you're going to find out you're standing in the middle of Egypt, the Grand Canyon, all through where Queen Khalifa and her people live. Now, Las Vegas, everywhere you look, all up in New York State, you're going to find you standing on your own land. And peace, that's all I wanted to say.
Man, Brother Braggs, Thursday, come on with me. Let's do a show on this, because we got to further you're exactly right. This is where this is all leads to. So what I want to say is, let me tell you, one of the first ballistic missile that you really have to worry about, and the first infiltration that you ever have to worry about as a people, is when they send in the missionaries. Oh man, that's it. You are marked and done. So listen, everyone. Much love, much respect. Great, great point, Scotty. Yes, you know, the system of all of this is the problem. And it's ours to look at, to question, and say, wait a minute. Because all of these people from our, you know, when we were growing up, we were all taught this. And you know, I engaged in it and everything else. But here's the thing. Now, as we get older, we need to reintroduce who we truly are, so that the choice of our young people will be the future and the energy thereof. Because guess what? They still have all the talents. We just need to set the rules of the game. Much love and much respect to you all. Thanks, Rod, Brother Bragg, Scotty, Mel, Jerry, for calling in. We're going to have a part two of this as well. So much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace.